Jesus tells us a parable of the unjust judge who cares not for the people in front of him in court or for God, but who ultimately gives in to the persistent demands for justice. And Jesus tells us that story, I think, to illustrate how, in contrast to that judge, God is loving and merciful and just. He listens patiently to us, doesn't get exasperated, but still loves us when we persist in prayer. If the unjust judge will give in, then how much more readily will God respond to us? We should, Jesus is saying, persist in our prayers to God. Martin Luther had this to say about persistence in prayer. We know that our defense lies in prayer alone. We are too weak to resist the devil and his servants. Let us hold fast to the weapons of the Christian. They enable us to fight the devil. What has won these great victories over the undertakings of our enemies, which the devil has used to enslave, except the prayers of those good men who rose up like a rampant of brass to protect us? Our enemies may mock at us, but we shall defy them and the devil if we continue steadfast in prayer. For we know that when a Christian prays, "Dear Father, thy will be done," God answers him, "Dear child, it shall be done, in spite of the devil and the whole world."